Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap. I'm Paige Estritori for Financial Services Online on this Tuesday, June 24th, 2025. We commence today's bulletin with a situation that has global financial markets on edge, as potential U.S. military involvement in the escalating Israel-Iran conflict triggers concern. Amidst this geopolitical unrest, oil prices have sharply risen about 9% since the conflict began, carving an uptrend that stands to be steepened by any further U.S. intervention, warns Nigel Green, the CEO of the De Beers Group. A shift towards secure assets is already apparent, and further U.S. involvement could intensify this trend, stirring high beta stocks, tech, emerging markets, and certain currencies. This compelling situation is a reminder for investors to remain proactive in risk management. Now, staying on the theme of oil prices, the recent U.S. military strike on Iranian nuclear facilities, announced by former President Donald Trump, is set to trigger a significant jump in oil prices, adding a fresh layer of uncertainty and concerns over inflation on the global stage. Pundit Jack Ablin cautions that consumer confidence and interest rates could feel the impacts as the financial markets grapple with the consequences of this development. Turning our focus home, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, or APRA, has been put on the spot regarding its proposed role in appointing board members for major financial and superannuation institutions. Both the accounting bodies, CPA Australia and CAANZ, are seeking clarification on APRA's role in these processes and recommend its role be kept advisory and non-binding. Questions linger on, raising concerns about APRA's quasi-right of veto amidst suggested governance changes. As always, we'll keep you updated on this developing story. Finally, one to note for our consumer audience, an important decision from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, AFCA, has required an insurer to fully meet a storm damage claim due to ambiguities in the clause about patio coverage. This case underpins the necessity of clear contract language, and the insurer has been criticized for providing insufficient evidence against the policyholder. It's a reminder for us all to thoroughly review contracts and policies and seek clarification when in doubt. That's all for today's roundup. For more in-depth information on these stories, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Keep yourself posted, navigate wisely, and be well informed. I'm Paige Estritori. Thank you for tuning in to Financial Services Online.